Nature at man's service. A trust from God. One of the greatest blessings granted by God to human beings is the subjection of nature to them. The Quran draws attention to this profound reality in the following words. It is God who has subjected the sea to you so that you may sail thereon by His command, and so that you may seek His bounty, and so that you may be grateful. He has subjected whatever is in the heavens and on the earth to you, it is all from Him. In that are signs for those who ponder. 45:12-13. The term subjected here carries deep significance. It means that the forces of nature have been placed in such an ordered and predictable system that human beings can understand them, harness them, and benefit from them. The universe is not chaotic or arbitrary. Rather, it operates according to fixed laws established by the Creator. It is precisely this law-governed nature of the world that has made it possible for human beings to explore, utilize, and advance. If natural phenomena were not bound by consistent principles, no meaningful progress would have been possible. The discovery of these laws is what we call science. In reality, science is nothing but the systematic study of how God has organized the universe. By uncovering these patterns, human beings are able to tap into the immense potential placed within creation. Take, for example, the seas. Water covers approximately 71% of the Earth's surface. At first glance, it may seem a simple fact, but it is sustained by a delicate balance of forces. The Earth's gravity pulls the water towards itself, while the atmospheric pressure, created by a thick envelope of air surrounding the planet, helps to stabilize it. Without this balance, the water would either disperse into space or behave in a manner unsuitable for life. Similarly, the phenomenon of ships floating on water is governed by a precise law known as buoyancy. According to this principle, when an object is placed in water, the upward force exerted by the fluid is equal to the weight of the water displaced. This law, once discovered, enabled human beings to design vessels capable of transporting goods and people across vast oceans. What was once an obstacle became a means of connection and prosperity. This illustrates a broader truth: nature has been made intelligible. Its laws are accessible to human reason. By observing, reflecting, and experimenting, human beings are able to convert natural resources into instruments of benefit. This is not merely a material privilege, it is also a test of gratitude. The Quran repeatedly links the subjection of nature with the call to be thankful. Another dimension of this subjection is seen in the vast universe beyond the earth. The sky above us is filled with countless stars, each one a massive body of energy. These stars are situated at carefully measured distances. If they were even slightly closer, the earth would be consumed by their heat. If farther away, life as we know it might not be possible. This precise arrangement reflects an extraordinary level of order. To the naked eye, the stars appear small and scattered. Yet, modern astronomy has revealed that they are part of an immense cosmic structure. Our galaxy alone contains billions of stars, and beyond it lie billions of other galaxies. This vastness was not immediately visible to human beings. However, the same principle of subjection applies here as well. The materials and laws required to build telescopes were embedded within nature itself. Through human effort and inquiry, these tools were developed, enabling us to peer into the depths of space. Thus, even what lies beyond our immediate reach has been made accessible in a meaningful way. In the case of the Earth, subjection allows for direct utilization. In the case of the cosmos, it allows for observation and reflection. This distinction is important. Not everything in nature has been subjected for physical use. Some aspects have been subjected for intellectual and spiritual purposes. The starry universe, for instance, invites contemplation. It leads the human mind to reflect upon the grandeur, precision, and vastness of creation. Such reflection naturally gives rise to a sense of awe and humility. When a person studies nature deeply, they begin to perceive a profound harmony underlying all things. This experience often leads to a heightened awareness of the Creator. It is not uncommon for scientists, despite their rigorous empirical approach, to express a deep sense of wonder. The more they uncover, the more they realize the limitations of human knowledge and the vastness of what remains unknown. It is important to note that science itself does not lead to the denial of God. Rather, it provides insights into the workings of the universe. The interpretation of these insights depends on the worldview of the observer. Historically, it was not scientific discovery that gave rise to atheism, but certain philosophical interpretations imposed upon those discoveries. When seen in their proper light, scientific findings strengthen the case for a purposeful and intelligent design. Thus, the subjection of nature serves a dual purpose. On one level, it enables human beings to fulfill their material needs. It allows them to build, travel, communicate, and sustain life. On another level, it opens the door to higher realization. By reflecting upon the order and beauty of the universe, a person is led to recognize the wisdom and power of the Creator. This understanding transforms the way one relates to the world. Nature is no longer seen as a mere collection of resources to be exploited, but as a meaningful system filled with science. Every discovery becomes an occasion for gratitude, and every advancement an opportunity for deeper reflection. The subjection of nature is both a gift and a responsibility. It is a gift because it provides the means for human survival and progress. It is a responsibility because it calls for thoughtful use, ethical conduct, and sincere gratitude. Above all, it is an invitation to observe, to reflect, and ultimately, to recognize the Creator through His creation. Not everything in nature has been subjected for physical use. Some aspects have been subjected for intellectual and spiritual purposes. The starry universe, for instance, invites contemplation. It leads the human mind to reflect upon the grandeur, precision, and vastness of creation. Great character is achieved by self-improvement, not by making loud claims.